The sketch artist sent over the drawing of Emily's attacker.
So this is our guy.
I compared it against all the paparazzi mugshots we have on file. Nothing close.
Get the Sunina's people. Tell them to be on the lookout.
I think I found something. The attack at the house where the stalker made dinner for Nina was right out of an episode of Savage Shore.
But who orders this?
An apology.
You shouldn't be here, Paul.
See, I thought it was a coincidence.
I don't want to see you.
But then when Emily was attacked, I knew.
Make that a dead freak.
Paul, careful! Paul!
Our stalker used a tire iron.
Be careful!
See?
He's reenacting scenes from the show.
From the point of view of the guy with the burned face.
Paul. His name's Paul. Our stalker identifies with Paul because he's different, an outsider, is that right? Probably like our guy.
Exactly.
Nina's character...
Lily,
is in love with Paul in spite of his deformity?
Yes. Our stalker is fixated on Nina because he feels she's the only one who sees past his imperfections.
I made your favorite. Breakfast sandwich on wheat toast.
You forgot to cut the crust off.
Now, I don't like you working the late shift. I hardly ever get to see you. Well, I'm not sure about that outfit. It's not appropriate business attire.
I wear an apron. It's fine.
Well, stay off the 405. There's construction. And call me when you get there.
I will.
Don't take that pen with me, young man.
I'm sorry, Mom.
You forgot your pills. I love you, dear.
I love you, too.
I've been a fan of your show for a long time. The characters really speak to me. Paul and I could be the same person. Are you my Lily? I think we're meant to be. Destiny will draw us together.
Is this the only email that fits the search parameters?
There was a guy in Hong Kong and another one in Florida, but this is the only one within a 100-mile radius of L.A.
Sounds like it could be our guy. And he just sent the one email?
It's the only one I found.
Seems weird he would only write to Nina once.
He's impatient. When he didn't hear back from her immediately, he decided to show up at her house.
You located the person who sent this yet?
His name is Robert Dalton, 33, lives in El Segundo.
You should check it out.
Emails everything you can find on this guy.
I don't believe it. Robbie is a good boy. He would never do anything like that.
Your son's lying to you, Mrs. Dalton. We called the store. He was fired over a month ago.
Well, that can't be. He told me he was working.
Where was he the night before last?
He went to see a movie.
What movie? He didn't say?
No, he did not say.